American history and practical man. You study him hard, hoping to
It's pass. Time for a Griswold School update here on KCSI KOAK Radio. Be sure to thank your friends at Griswold Communications and Armor Insurance for making this update possible here on Country Sunshine Radio. Now let's see what's happening with the Griswold Community School District.
And we are going to have the opportunity this morning to visit with the Griswold Community School District, Mr. Nigel Horton, the 2026 Elementary Principal of the Year. Oh. It is my honor to visit with you, Mr. Horton.
Well, I don't know about that. It's my honor to be here with you and just talk about all the great things happening at Griswold. And, well, thank you for that. But, yeah, just...
Well, we're going to talk about that a little bit. You're wanting to move, you're being way too humble here, Mr. Horton, way too humble. What an honor that is.
It is a very nice honor. But honest to goodness, it's an honor that is deserved for the community and the work that they put in and all the things they've accomplished in the last, 10 to 15 years. The community just didn't, it makes it easy as you go through the process that I was going through. And I didn't have a ton of background knowledge about it here recently. I had just gotten a phone call and said, hey, you're one of the final threes. And so then was the opportunity for me to talk about it a little bit more. But to be able to talk about the things that Griswold, the school district, has accomplished in the last 10 to 15 years. And when you look back on it and think about it, it's like, holy cow, yeah. That community has accomplished a ton, and that makes it easy to talk about. So
I want you to walk me a little bit through your path, Mr. Horton, if you would, because I know you were a teacher for a while, yeah. And then you moved into administration.
Yep.
Walk to me just a brief snapshot of how you got to where you are here today.
Interestingly enough, and I don't want to make it about me, but interestingly enough, I was going to school at Buena Vista up in Storm Lake. And I was on a couple different, financial aid packages and things. And I'd gone for a while. And my brother Justin, who's an accountant guy, had looked at me. And he does my taxes as well. And he pulled me aside and he said, have you really looked at what's going on with your financials? And I said, no, but school's a lot of fun. And, things are going great. And
you're having a really good time.
I didn't have a lot of opportunity to have a lot of savings going into it. And so he was keeping an eye on that for me. And he said, I just want you to, make sure you're setting yourself up for the future. So I decided to come back and go to Buena Vista at night at their campus in Council Bluffs. And at that time I applied for, I knew I wanted to be in education. At that time I decided to be a paraeducator at Carter Lake. So I worked there for, I think it was 3.5 years. I was there as I was finishing my schooling at night. And then from there, I became a teacher and trainer. I did special ed teacher as well in Council Bluffs at Carter Lake Elementary, teacher and trainer. And then Tim Larson, the elementary principal at Trainer, had said he had encouraged me, Nigel, I think you should really consider an administration program. And so I did. Applied for the Griswold job, and they took me under their wings. And I always joked the first couple of years, I didn't know whether I was coming or going. And I had some great people that helped guide me and grow me in a district and a school community that watched me fail and pick me back up. And so then I've just been blessed to be able to grow with them and just be in a great community. So
very cool. Well deserved. And I know you're being humble and you're wanting me to move the conversation off of that, but it is well deserved. And I could not be more happy. When I heard the news, I was just, if super excited for you, Mr. Horton. That's well deserved. So,
well, thank you. It's a honest to gosh, I say it, and I was sharing with you off as I walked in this morning. As you go through the process, just to look back and think about the things that Griswold has accomplished is just such a feather in their hat and everything they've done, and it's just a pretty cool thing to be able to highlight the Griswold community. So,
all righty, very good. Well, let's talk about the Griswold School, Mr. Horton.
Let's do that.
Yeah, let's talk about what's going on. Starting first, a blood drive. You have a blood drive coming up.
We do. So each year the NHS puts on a blood drive. And so tomorrow we're looking for some more people to donate for the blood drive. You can sign up. Many people have the app. So you can sign up on the app. You can sign up online. If you need to, I believe you can even email the school and they can work on getting you set up to get your signups done. But we could use a few more people. We always have a great turnout. So we're hoping that's another great turnout tomorrow. Got a great group of people signed up so far, just always looking for a few more.
I think there's some, don't hold me to this, but there's some scholarship dollars available for some students with that, I think, isn't there?
Yeah, you're right. There's some things that they can do to earn that.
So anyway, I don't know all the details, but talk about it. It's a good thing. Whatever happens, it's a good thing to donate blood. What's the survey that you have going on?
So as you know, and I've talked about this, and honestly, you probably heard us all talk about it, but in our strategic plan, we've been working on just asking the question, how can we make our district the best that we can make it for our students? And we've been doing that the last couple of years. One of the things that was done was a communications director. That communications director, in conjunction with administration and different staff members, has said, we just want to ensure that we're communicating to our parents and our community members the way that they want us to.
Mm-hmm.
So as you know, we use a lot of different avenues. We have a textcaster. We text things out. We have social media. We have an app. If you've not downloaded the app, I'll be honest with you, I was hesitant to add another app to my phone. As you know,
there's a lot.
So many options out there. I was hesitant to do it. I did it. Every night, I just get a little background notification that says, here's tomorrow's events. You can go there, pull up the lunch menu. So we communicate things on that app. We communicate things right on the homepage, email. So right now, we're doing a survey just to ensure that we're communicating with our community and our staff and our families the way that they would like. So thanks to Natalie Bierbaum for helping us with that. She's kind of her and Eric Baker are leading the charge on that just to make sure we're doing what our community and our staff think is best. So
okay.
That is in conjunction with our strategic plan. And so just again, trying to make sure that we're doing what's best for our kids.
You bet. And an open line of communication is the goal there, right?
Yeah. So for me, I feel like we use some things that are really great. We use the radio, we use those different things, but maybe that's not what our community needs. So just making sure we're doing that.
Covering all the bases there. Nigel Horton with me, the elementary principal with the Griswold Community School District. So talk to me about what is going on construction-wise. You have some projects, correct?
Yeah, each year, almost every summer, I want to say since we moved into our new building, elementary building, so year six, the district...
Has it been 6 years?
Yeah, somebody asked me the other day.
My goodness.
So I'm not great with math, but we moved in 1920, and so that would put us around the... We're finishing up year six. Would that be right, if my math is right?
Yeah. Well, not 1920.
Sure.
2020. It'd be 106 years if it was 1920.
Sorry, the 1920 school year.
Yes.
I haven't finished this cup of coffee yet that I borrowed from you this morning.
You did mean 1920. Yeah, I got you. Yeah, I'm with you, Mr. Horton.
So
I'm
thinking, that puts us at 6 years.
Wow, man, boy, time flies by.
It does.
I cannot believe it's been 6 years.
Yeah. So,
wow.
So each year, the administration, school board, and our SIAC committee just identify some things that they think are important to continue to improve or update throughout our district. Some of the projects we've done the last 5 or 6 years, there was some updates done to the football field. The music room had new carpets. We had some new carpets in other rooms. The gym floor was redone last year, a brand new high school gym floor.
It
does,
yeah.
Drop down volleyball nets.
Yep.
The stage area had new curtains and the wood floors redone. There were some new seating that got brought into the auditorium. Some classrooms were updated. So those conversations often stem at our school improvement advisory meeting, which we have another one tomorrow. We're always looking for volunteers for that. But we always ask the question, is there anything that you see or throughout our district that needs to be touched up on, improved upon? One of the recommendations has been flooring and updating ceiling tiles. So this summer, the district has approved bids to replace flooring throughout the middle school, high school, and ceiling tiles. Just an important caveat, if anyone looks closely at flooring, there is some some nice marble-ish that's like a 100-year polished concrete floor. That will not get touched. But some of the other flooring that is the old school tile that was put in the 70s, I think, will get popped up and replaced. And so then that will be all new flooring throughout the building. So that's getting done, and ceiling tiles.
Very cool. Just
exciting things happening. We're getting ready for that this summer.
Awesome. Very cool. It's Read Across America Week. I love Read Across America. Very cool. What's Read 20? What are you doing there?
Read 20, there's a lot of research that says if you can encourage your students to read 20 minutes a day, the growth that they make with their grammar acquisition, their vocabulary acquisition, their background knowledge, it's like compounding interest, really. So it's something I've always encouraged our families to do, to read 20, but we've got a little something special going this week. Students who read 20, they get a little slip. They can turn the slip in. And I had some students ask me if they could put me on the roof of the school and make them breakfast. So
wow.
If they can, we're trying to get enough slips. We're trying to get our fish tank full. We're almost halfway there for what they need to get. And so if they turn in their that they read 20 minutes, they drop a slip in the fish tank. We update them each day on their number. And then I'll be on the roof. A good friend of mine, Jeb. I don't know if you know Jeb. Jeb's kind of a local celebrity in the Griswold area. I'm going to have him host me a grill up there, and I'm going to make pancakes and throw them down to the kids. So the kids got to get their reading done. But
I hope someone's videoing this
and
taking some photos. On the roof. Cooking pancakes and throwing them off the roof.
Yeah, so hoping the kids – I'm hoping they read.
Yes. If you're in the Griswold schools, get after it. We need to see this.
So we've had events going all week for this.
That's awesome.
And the kids are excited about it, and that's what matters, right? You know, the kids being excited about it and getting reading. Some kids that I don't necessarily see with a book in their hand always now I'm seeing them as I walk, you know, the morning.
You need to be nervous. I'm a little nervous. You need to be nervous about this.
Kids that I see that are sitting there as the buses get there, you know, they sit inside and when it's colder out, they're reading, sitting against, and that's what it's all about. So getting them into a good book, and that's the key there. So we've had some things. We've had guest visitors all week. We've invited parents in to come read to classrooms. We've had some local service providers, some Cass Health, they came and did some reading to us, some doctors and things like that. So we've just been trying to do things to help kids find. Yesterday was read anything but a book. We had kids reading the Farmer's Almanac, cookbooks, directions to board games, just anything but a book.
Read anything but a book day.
Anything but a book day was yesterday. So that was exciting. And then today is buddy reading.
Tell me about that.
So we've got kids, we've got different grades lined up. So for example, I think fourth grade is reading with preschool, third grade's reading with kindergarten, fifth grade with second grade. So we've just got different grades reading with different kids. Again, just trying to make good role models for our younger kids and give them real-life heroes. So that's today.
Tell me about tomorrow.
And then tomorrow is a reading feed. Kids get to bring a snack, a healthy snack, and wear pajamas. So just a fun way to kind of wrap up the week. So, again, just trying to find that love for reading and get kids in text.
Very cool. Yeah, I think you need to be getting ready to flip those pancakes.
I hope Jeb's got a big enough grill for me. To be honest, I didn't get approval from Jeb for this little thing.
Oh, just did it.
It just kind of evolved amongst a group of third and fourth graders, and their story kept going, and I kept saying, I bet Jeb can make that happen for us.
Well, I hope he can.
I hope he can.
All right. Nigel Horton with me, elementary principal with the Griswold Community School District. One of the things you mentioned over the last 10 years that has happened at the Griswold schools, some really good things. One of the good things that's happened is the budget, really.
Yeah.
I mean, if you look at what has taken place with spending authority and all that, it gets into a lot of details. But man, it has been a turnaround at the Griswold schools, has it not?
It's been a tremendous one. And I'll tell you know this from talking with Mr. Henrich understands this at a different level.
Yes.
He just understands it. And so I've learned a lot from him on how it works and the different ins and outs. So I hope I don't misspeak in any of this, but yes, there's different funding pots in education that can't be touched and can be touched. So for example, there's a general fund, right? General fund is usually used to pay staff. Then you've got like a fund that's just for capital improvements. And so that's to do things like we're doing this summer.
Right.
And state code says you can't use that money except for capital projects. And then there's a lot of other things that have to do where it's the money is.
Yeah.
You have spending authority.
Mm-hmm. And you get money based off of your students. Yep. And then you have declining enrollment. We've talked about it a lot.
So you have a budget guarantee.
All that.
So there are a lot of different pieces. Math was not a strong suit of mine growing up. It was something I struggled with. So when I hear Mr. Henrich talk about it, I kind of feel like I'm in a sci-fi movie, but he understands it. So we'll kind of share with that. But school budget season is coming, and districts are required when they set their budget to have two hearings. And the first hearing is scheduled for March 23rd at 5:30, and the second is scheduled for April 20th at 5:30. So the governor recently signed SF-2201 on February 26th, which does several things from a school funding perspective. First, it sets state supplemental aid at 2%. But also as a part of that funding package, the state will pick up or cover the budget guarantee for districts who qualify. And Griswold is one of the districts who qualify due to a decrease in enrollment, which is a lot of student schools around the state. Mm-hmm. But the budget guarantee ensures districts will receive 101% of the state aid portion of the funding that they had the previous year. In the past, the budget guarantee has always been funded by local property taxpayers. And due to the passage of SF-2201, the tax liability will shift from local taxpayers to the state, saving the Griswold taxpayers $189,300 during the next fiscal year period. and reduces our overall tax levy rate. So, however, our taxpayers will notice that this is when they receive their first tax hearing notice. So, as I understand it, so where the timing on it works, you won't see it when you get your first tax statement, so it'll be lagged coming up as they update their system. So, districts have to submit their budget files to the Department of Management by March 5th. The files are used by the county to share to create the property tax hearing notices that are distributed to all taxpayers. Since the law was recently passed, the state then notifies school districts that they'll be unable to update the system districts used to create that budget filed prior to March 5th deadline of when districts have to submit their files to the Department of Management. So it'll be a little lagged on that, and it'll come out in the next round. Thus, the first property tax hearing notice will have the incorrect amounts listed. It'll appear that local property taxpayers are still funding the budget guarantee, and the tax levy rate will be listed higher than it really is. The budget system is to be updated by the state in time for districts to correctly update their budgets by the second budget hearing. So I hope you understand all that.
I got it. I nailed it. So there are going to be a couple of budget hearings. You said the maximum levy rate that you cannot exceed, but it could potentially be lower. And there you go. Stay up on the property tax thing that's going on. I have a question for you.
Yeah.
You're the elementary principal of the year. There was a piece of legislation that really I was kind of unaware of until yesterday, and I'll dove into it a little bit. It's the MAHA, Make America Healthy Again, that talks about physical activity and all these things. Great. No problem with that. But also there was an amendment to it that deals with technology and screen time.
Mm-hmm.
And on initial glance, and I have not completely made it through all of it yet, to be honest with you.
I've not either. I saw a headline yesterday.
Yeah. So my initial thought is reduce screen time to 60 minutes or less for K-5.
Yep.
That's directly where you're working with, Mr. So my initial thought is, as someone who thinks that's great, perfect. But at the same time, I know that there's always more to it. There's always more. There's expense involved when you make changes because of the way we've structured school over the last few years. I don't know. Are you familiar with that, or are you just going to let it work it out, and you're going to deal with it when it either gets signed or not?
Yeah, I'll let it work its way out, but it's not going to be a big shift for us in our building. So the last couple of years, we've had a lot of intentional conversations as a staff about ensuring kids are in text and in book and doing some things, pen and paper. It really goes in line with some of the things that have happened. There's been a push to bring handwriting back. And so a few years ago, we've brought handwriting back.
Yeah.
We've brought writing back. I was just in a first grade classroom yesterday looking at what they were writing, long form, pen and paper.
Like old fashioned.
I was blown away.
Number two pencil.
I had kids who school can be a hard place for them, and they were writing little paragraphs, a couple little paragraphs about what they were writing.
Yeah.
And they were reading it to me. And so as they get older, is what we've done is we've started phasing in some of that, the technology where they're writing things and writing their stories out. In our fourth and fifth grade rooms, they type it out. But meeting that 60-minute benchmark is not going to be real hard for us. We've had conversations. Technology is important.
It is, yeah.
And
it's here, and it's something we're going to be dealing with. Yep, no doubt about it.
Yep. But the phrase I've used a little bit is, these kids are going to find technology, right?
Absolutely.
They're going to find technology.
And they already have, probably.
And they have, probably.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so let's make sure we're being intentional when we are using the technology, and we're being really intentional about the lessons we're creating, and when we're putting it into our students' hands, what that looks like. So I don't think we're going to have a huge change, need to make a big change with what we're doing. We're just going to need to make some tweaks, but we'll be good with it. I'm excited. I'm very excited about
it. Yeah, so that's cool. I was just curious your thoughts on that. I like the idea of more physical activity. Let's get out and move.
Yep.
Let's do something.
At Griswold, a number of years ago, we went to three recesses at our elementary.
Yeah.
For our K-3 kiddos, they get three 20-minute recesses, plus they get a PE, because we believe that physical activity, the play, getting in trouble.
Yeah. Part of growing up.
It's part of growing up.
Yeah.
I not that I want to get into this, but when a kid comes to the principal's office, or we have to talk, or we have to work through an issue, I always tell a parent, this isn't the end. Like, it's part of growing up.
Yeah.
Some of my best lessons were, when I got in trouble.
Yeah.
So,
right.
So.
Well, I was just curious about that, because I'm kind of like you, to say that the technology is going to be there. Without a doubt, it's going to be there. But I think it's important to learn some of those foundational and fundamental things, like you say, pencil and paper, writing it down.
Yeah.
And learning to do that. So.
Yep.
All right. Very good.
And a part of that was also there was some of the
healthy make some of the food choices and, yeah. and food available and some of that. I mean, it gets into quite a bit.
It does. I'm excited about that.
So what are your thoughts on that?
I'm so excited. We just had our food audit, I know, with the Department of I was not directly involved, but we just had our lunch program audited, mm-hmm, right? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. That has to happen every so often. And we had the conversation with them about how can we get back to doing less things that are prepackaged and more natural and come from the earth and right. things like that. I talk with my girls all the time how important it is to eat less ingredients and things from the earth. So I'm excited what it says and the guidance they give us. It's been so hard. So is what we see in the food world and in schools, like many other places, these big companies can look at the numbers. They found a way
yeah.
to package something that meets in those numbers to make it convenient. And we've become used to it, especially since 2020, right?
Right, right.
It's just become the norm. And so now we can maybe relook at that and say, what does that look like?
I think it's important to always evaluate. But yeah, eating healthier is usually more expensive, to be honest with you. But you can make those good choices.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that districts are very focused on what does it cost.
Yeah,
because you want to keep it reasonable. Right? Because things that are cheap usually aren't as good for you, to be frank.
Yeah.
But there has to be a way to get it done. So anyway, it's good to see. It's nice to see that we're coming around to thinking about being healthier, eating better, moving more.
And luckily, we've got a great food service director person. Tiff is just, she's so incredible that we can continue those conversations and just see where, again, like you said, sometimes when these happen, you get an email and said, hey, this has been signed. Congratulations. More guidance to come.
Yeah.
More guidance to come.
Well, you know, I'm always concerned, like I said, there's usually an expense involved with one of these things that come down that sound great.
Yep.
But there's usually some expense involved in that. I know budgets are tight and that's why I'm just curious.
Yeah.
You're professional. You see this stuff.
Yep. So. And you just got to figure it out. And, but I think both of those things make a lot of sense.
Yeah.
I think as some of the legislation has been passed a couple of years, those things make a lot of sense. The cell phone thing in schools has been a game changer.
Uh-huh. Been good. Really good.
It's so great.
Yeah.
So I just think those are some things that have made some real.
We'll take the wins when we can.
Take the wins.
Yeah,
right?
You betcha.
Absolutely.
So, all right, Mr. Horton, what else do we need to touch on? Talk to me about schedule activities. What's going on?
Yeah, just our schedule coming up. We'll start in the next week. So next Monday, Tiger Time Golf Meeting in Mr. Rogers' room, Tuesday, March 10th, SWICDA Elementary Middle School Honor Choir. And then Tiger Time, we'll be talking to FCCLA chapter meeting on Tuesday, March 10th. Wednesday, March 11th, 1 hour out, leave early. Tiger Time Hope Squad meetings. Thursday, March 12th, Reavers Jazz Choir Festival at Iowa Western, FFA meeting at 5 o'clock. And during Tiger Time, FBLA meeting in Mrs. Victor's room. Friday, March 13th, IATC indoor track meet in Ames. Tiger Time will have FFA officers meeting in the Ag Room. And then Saturday, March 14th, state individual speech, which we have a number of students going to that. So that's exciting.
You bet. Speech is a good one. I think it's a great, great endeavor for those students. Okay, Mr. Horton, anything else we need to touch on yet this morning?
You know, I don't. It's getting to be March Madness season. So that's exciting. Basketball season is kind of wrapping up.
Yep.
What's the word I'm looking for? Cranking up and wrapping down at the same time, right?
Yep.
So excited about that. And so great. So I didn't get a chance to share, but just a shout out to the Griswold speech team. 11 of the 14 events that presented this week are going to state. So storytelling, Jordan Sheeter got a 2. Original oratory, Lexi Doffner got a 1. Amanda Hauser got a 1. And Grace Kilmer got a 1. Solo improv, Hayden Jones got a 1. Dane Carey got a 1. Poetry, Jordan Sheeter got a 1. Solo musical theater, Catherine Tischer got a 1. And Bristol Wyman got a 1. Radio news announcing, great job to Catherine Tischer with a 1. Hayden Jones with a 1. Braden Lockwood with a 2. Prose, Grace Kilmer got a 1, and Amanda Hauser got a 2. All of those who got a 1 rating are headed to state on March 14th. So shout out to those guys, and
congratulations.
Great work. Yeah.
Absolutely. All right, Mr. Horton, I'm going to wrap up where I started. Congratulations on being named the 2026 Elementary Principal of the Year. Well-deserved, and I'm super happy for you. I could not be more excited for you. Congratulations.
Well, sure, appreciate it.
Make it a great day.
I will. You as well.
Nigel Horton with me this morning, elementary principal with the Griswold Community School District.
At Griswold Communications, we offer multiple blue